You might not expect to see a theologian on the cover of Time magazine, but in April 1962, that's exactly where you could find Karl Barth. For anyone who doesn't know, Barth was lauded by many as the most important theologian of the last century. And for us here at GCI, his work was instrumental in helping us grow in our knowledge of the loving triune God. But what was so great about Barth? Well, like John the Baptist, he pointed us back to Christ. His life's work, The Church Dogmatics, gives us a comprehensive and cohesive theology that aims to synthesize all of the biblical revelation and to assist the church today as it more faithfully understands, articulates, and lives out its faith. Barth also rightly believed that Christ was the ultimate expression of God, and it was in him that mankind could come to know and trust their Savior and Redeemer. But more than that, he pointed us back to an understanding of Christ as more than just the Son of God, a divine ruler who came to earth to be crucified before returning to heaven. Instead, Barth argued that Jesus in the New Testament was really and actually one with us in our humanity. Remaining the divine Son of God, he also was fully human. He didn't remain superior and apart. Instead, through Christ, he joined with us and is with us still, cheering for us and with us in our human condition. And that connection didn't stop at the end of his earthly ministry. Barth grasped the profound mystery proclaimed in the book of Hebrews that Christ was and is and will always be an advocate, a brother, a high priest, and a pursuer of mankind. As the church has always recognized, Jesus was resurrected and ascended with our humanity. He didn't leave it behind. He ascended bodily and will return as he promised bodily. As one of us, one with us, he is cheering for us, leading, transforming, and living alongside us for all eternity. He is our Lord and Savior from the inside of our humanity, as one of us. See how Barth puts it in his work, The Humanity of God. In his oneness, Jesus Christ is the mediator, the reconciler between God and man. Thus, he comes forward to man on behalf of God, calling for an awakening, faith, love, and hope, and to God on behalf of man, representing man and making satisfaction and interceding. Thus, he attests and guarantees to God's free grace, and at the same time, attests and guarantees to God man's free gratitude. Barth's theology can be incredibly useful for the maturing believer. But like Barth, we should always remember that in all we do, let us point back to our brother, our Savior, and our Lord, Christ Jesus, the one who has sought us out to fully reveal our loving triune God to mankind, that we might live daily in union and communion with him. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.